to Close It Now,
the podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all.
This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
All right, here we go. This is episode 2 of the Buyer Psychology Series, the Sales Psychology Series that I'm doing. So question for you. Have you ever had a presentation that felt perfect, but somehow the buyer just didn't connect? They just didn't connect with you. There was something missing. You didn't lose the sale because of the product, because of the service. You lost it because you spoke the wrong language. So that is what we are going to be getting into today. We're going to start, I'm going to introduce to you 4 universal buyer archetypes that are going to change the way that you perceive and see the way that you talk to your client. So thank you for joining me today, Sam Wakefield with Close It Now. And all right, but before we get into this, I want to highlight a review that we got. This is a 5-star review from Cassie Morin, Unmatched Value. Not sure who's going on here, but it doesn't matter. Thank you so much for the review. It says, there's an old saying, free advice is worth exactly what you paid for it. Sam consistently proves this wrong with his podcast. I've been listening to Sam for a while, and I can say with confidence there is no one else I know more enthusiastic and passionate about raising the bar for HVAC sales. You have found where you are supposed to be. Join the community Sam has created around Close It Now. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that review. And for all of the rest of you, if you've gotten value from the show, please go to Apple Podcasts or go to Google. You can even rate my Facebook page. I'd love a 5-star review from you. It helps me to get better guests on the show and to grow this show and keep the lights on. Got to pay the bills around here. So thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate it. That is a great review. And yes, we are going to dive into some content. Everybody take a second and grab your cup. What's in your cup today? I am just drinking basic, regular, old school coffee of the day. But what is in your cup? Let's toast this episode 3, 2, 1. All right. So without further ado, let's get into this sales psychology series. This is episode 2. In episode 1, we explored how buyer resistance is often a psychological response, not a logic gap. Now we're going to take the next step, learning how to recognize and sell to the 4 universal buyer archetypes. This episode will help you reframe sales from this one-size-fits-all type of a script to a human-to-human experience. Really, where we're going with this, we're rooting it in emotional intelligence and adaptability. And that is the number one thing that you have to have in any type of sales is being adaptable. Being adaptable is huge. My friend Scott Sylvan Bell, he says that if you want to get great at sales, go to your local theater and take an improv class. And I highly, highly, highly recommend that as well. It's incredible the things that you can learn in a little bit of theater class, especially improv. So why do buyer archetypes matter? This is different than, you know, a lot of you probably have studied different personality tests, the DISC method or Kolbe score, or the different types of personality tests that are out there. Yes, those are important. A buyer archetype is slightly different than that. A personality types really dive into their traits and characteristics, which is also, you can't learn too much about this stuff.
Ooh.
But understanding the buyer archetype is different, though. So sales fails when we deliver the wrong message to the right person. Or you can have the best product and still lose because you're not speaking to their internal world. You have to speak to what's inside them. It's not, we know it's not just logic. Every human processes information differently. Some people crave data, some want emotional reassurance, others need safety. The top 1%, the best closers, know how to get to this quickly and how to recognize it. And then when we are able to instantly be able to adjust accordingly and speak to that language at the level so they hear it at their level. So we're instantly slide into the language patterns that they use, the communication styles that they use, all those types of things. It's like handing somebody a book in the wrong language and wondering why they didn't read it. You know, it was when this is one of the reasons, the basic level of this, of understanding this is, no, we don't go into a house and just hand them the installation manual and expect them to buy. No, that's literally what happens sometimes when we are having this conversation, and we use, that's why we say don't use the technical speak. Don't just read them the spec sheet. It's a different language to them. So one of the things we have to do is we have to start listening more for how our client responds, not just what they say. How are they responding? So let's break down each of the four buyer archetypes that we're going to work through. And then I'll give you some language around what to look for and some language around each one. So the first one is the logical analytical one. The traits are they're detail driven. They really want the facts. They really dislike pressure. When you use high pressure with these people, they're going to bail. So what we do is, of course, we're going to, with this person, yes, we are going to show more charts, go through more specs, go through more options, and pause and check for the understanding each time. There's a point where you can tell when we've satiated their need for that information, though. And so what we're going to do is we just watch for that. They will start saying things like, okay, great, I think I've seen enough. We're going to ask questions like, would it help if I showed you a side-by-side? They view things differently. One of the things that we're going to watch for to recognize this buyer type, long pauses, just really long pauses as they're internally processing. They don't externally process things verbally. A lot of times they sit in silence and process internally. Questions about the data. When you're going, different people ask different types of questions. So if they're either going to question where your data came from to validate it, they're not, they don't think that you're lying to them, but they have this need to know that it's from a factual place, from that the origins were factual somehow. Very calculated body language. Everything they do is very intentional. That's this logical, analytical person. The second buyer archetype is the emotional or impulsive buyer. Their traits are they feel very deeply, they make very fast decisions, and they definitely need inspiration to make these decisions. So what we do with this buyer is we need to really, these are the ones we really dive in and paint that emotional picture. We're going to talk about comfort, lifestyle, outcomes. You can dive in as far as you need to on the future with this client, and it's perfect for them. An example word track for somebody that's the emotional impulsive buyer is, can you picture how great this will feel every summer? Can you picture how great it's going to feel being nice and warm and bundled up in with your family this winter? That type of language is perfect for the emotional impulsive buyer. And what we're going to watch for with their body language is a lot of nodding, a lot of animated tone, a lot of fast agreement into what you're talking about. And that really pinpoints and helps you recognize that emotional impulsive buyer. Now, number three is the skeptical, safety-driven buyer. Everyone's level of safety, they're definitely related to trust, but safety is part of this. Well, some of their traits, the skeptical, safety-driven buyer, They're going to question motives. They're not just questioning facts and data like the intellectual. They're going to question motives. They're afraid of being taken advantage of. So this is where the skeptical safety-driven buyer really starts to show up. So what we need to do with this one is a lot of reassurance, a whole lot of social proof. You've got to prove everything. Social proof, social proof, social proof. So all of the, you know, the reviews, the before and after pictures, you're having printed testimonies, all of those types of things. Ironclad guarantees for this buyer. That is what is going to get them unstuck and move them over the fence, social proof and guarantees. It's massive for this one. Here's some language pattern for this one. Most of our clients ask the same thing before moving forward. So social proof and validation of their hesitancy, and then get to the explanation. This is a great one to use the feel, felt, found close. Feel, felt, found is a great way to handle the skeptical, safety-driven buyer. And body language to watch for. A lot of folded arms, a lot of doubt-heavy questions. You can hear it. You can feel it in their tone. The second that anything comes out that they need to sign, there's a lot of hesitancy around any type of contract. So that's the skeptical, safety-driven buyer. Now, archetype number four is the people pleaser or the avoidant archetype. Some of the traits for this one are they struggle with saying no. So they're going to say yes to everything, but this is the person that says yes and then cancels. So they struggle with saying no. They definitely avoid conflict. They fear disappointing you. Have you ever had those buyers that they in their conversation with you while you're in the house, you're there as the salesperson or the technician or whatever, and they don't want to disappoint you, and that comes out in their language. This is the people pleaser or the avoidant buyer. So the things we have to do with this one is we've got to remove any level of pressure, validate their autonomy. That's a big one. And then offer graceful outs. And the more graceful escape hatches that we offer them, it's really fun with this one because they're going to close the escape hatches themselves and they're coming right back. But they have to feel like they have that ability at any point to say no, pull the plug without any level of conflict. So here's a good word track for this one. You can absolutely say no. This should feel right for you. You can absolutely say no, but this should feel right for you. So things to watch for here are agreeing quickly. If they just agree really quickly to everything, when they avoid eye contact, and then giving very soft yeses. It's like, yeah, like really soft, verbally and also in the language. If they're giving really soft yeses and not a really hard, hell yeah, yes, let's do this, then you may be dealing with that people pleaser or avoidant buyer. So let's get into a little more of how to spot a buyer within 5 minutes. So raise your hand if you're ready for this part of the masterclass here. So most of the time, and so what happens is most sales reps wait too long to adapt. When you're in the house, the first 5 minutes give you all of the signals you need if you're looking, if you're paying attention. So the things that we're looking for are tone, questions, pacing, the actual tempo of the conversation, and physical cues will all reveal a buyer's style. So think of it like this. Think of it like we're, if you remember a car radio station, anybody that may listen to the radio anymore, I haven't listened to the radio in forever, unless it's an accident, but remember turning a radio station in the car. Once you find the frequency, everything instantly becomes clear. You could be one or two digits off, just barely off of the station, and it's just super fuzzy. That's how most of the time we go through our sales appointments. Some of it's coming through, but it's not all translating accurately. So the second that you're able to dial it in to the exact frequency, instantly it's clear, and instantly that conversation happens. So here's another couple of language patterns for you. Another example is for the analytical buyer. Would it be okay if I walk you through the comparison sheet? So that's your permission-based question. That's your permission question. But we're also tying it to, with this analytical buyer, the logic and facts that, and the data that they want to see. So they're going to say yes, absolutely, because now we're giving them what they need to satiate all of those checkboxes in their brain to be able to make that buying decision. For the impulsive buyer, let's say something like, hey, let me show you what this would actually feel like every day. And man, that's a much more powerful statement for that impulsive emotional buyer. If you told that emotional impulsive buyer, hey, would it be okay if I walk you through the comparison sheet? I'll tell you, personally, I am that impulsive emotional buyer. If you told me you want to walk me through the comparison sheet, I'm going to roll my freaking eyes and think that I would rather go get a root canal than have to look at any more data than I absolutely have to. So we've got to know how to speak to that right person. We also have to be this adaptable, and you almost become a mix of all of these personality types when you're on the other side of the table, because we have to almost chameleon into that and to speak that language and to be able to match that from the other side of the table. So now when I say the other side of the table, I don't mean actually on the other side of the table. You should be sitting near them, next to them, catty-cornered. Do not ever be directly across the table. So quick pop out. But here is your homework. We're going to try, so this is buyer typing. I want you to try this. In your next three calls, I want you to call it out. Write notes. See how your close rate changes, but see if you can recognize the type of buyer that you're sitting in front of, that you're sitting across from. Which one are they? Are they the logical analytical buyer? Are they the emotional impulsive buyer? Are they skeptical and safety driven? Are they the people pleaser or avoidant model? Buyer, which one are they? Recognize it. Step one is just recognition. See if you can figure that out. And then step two, to get better, see if you can figure it out within the first 5 minutes of your appointment. If you figure that out, then start to communicate along those lines. Use that same language. So here's something that's really important. So I want you all to think about this. And is this good? Raise your hand if this is good. I really am diving into this because it's so important, and nobody's talking about this, but scripts help, yes, but scripts don't close deals. Alignment does. And this is the difference. This is why, 1,000 people can learn the exact same script and 20% are going to get the results, because it's not about the script. Yes, we have to have scripts to give us a roadmap, but the script is just the skeleton. It's the person inside that skeleton that makes the difference. So alignment is what closes the deals. One thing that I want to introduce to you all is I finally came up with a branding for the ideology of the Close It Now process here. We're calling it the Capybara method. So it integrates buyer archetypes into your permission stack, emotional buy cycle, sales thermometer. I'm going to dive into it a little bit more. So what I want you to do, is this is your challenge, is we're going to, so choose one buyer type you struggle with. In your next appointment, focus only on adapting to them, not at perfecting your pitch. Step one is recognizing it. And the second you're able to recognize what buyer type is in front of you, your job is not to work on making sure that you get your script perfect, making sure that you go through the process and the flow the way that, we've been working on this. No, what I want you to work on is focus only on adapting to them in their way of communication. Focus on that. And let's take some notes, keep some data. I want to know what happens with the results there, because this is truly what is going to move the needle for you more than anything else. So here's your emotional anchor for this. I want you to imagine what it will feel like to walk into every appointment knowing how to build trust in the first 60 seconds, not because you pushed harder, but because you listened deeper, because you paid attention, you looked around, you zoomed out, you got a feel for this, for the area, a feel for the environment, a feel for the energy. You paid attention and you recognized the buyer archetype. And then you immediately started to communicate in the language that they speak. So let's recap here super quick. We're going to the buyer archetypes are the logical, analytical ones, emotional and impulsive, skeptical, safety-driven, and the people-pleaser and avoidant. So those are the four archetypes. So you've got to be able to adjust your delivery in real time. And this is that part of it where it takes practice. It takes recognizing that, and then it takes practice. And then of course we're not abandoning matching energy. We're not abandoning that type of stuff. Of course, we're still going to do, you know, we're still going to use matching. We're going to still use those ninja tricks that we've learned across time. We're going to, you know, if they talk fast, we talk fast. If they talk slow, we slow down. If you walk in and you're seeing all kind of posters from bands on the wall or art, you're dealing with those two different types of people. If you've got a lot of art on the wall, you're dealing with a visual person. So your language is, have you seen this? Have you ever seen? If you've got band posters and music going, you're dealing with an auditory person. So your language is, I don't know if you've ever heard about, because we're speaking the language to match that person. So think in those types of terms. This is not manipulation. It's empathy-based selling. And that's truly what we're about here, is doing things the right way with heart and really focusing in on how do we connect with people better? How do we understand those dynamics of the type of people we're talking to and how to match them directly? So what I want you to do, if you've gotten value from this episode today, and we've got plenty more, I have at least 8 more episodes in the sales psychology series that will be coming here week after week. So if you've gotten some value, leave a review on Apple or Spotify. And I want you to do me a favor. I want you to DM me with the archetype that you tend to sell like, or the ones you sell the most to, the best to, or the ones you struggle with. I want to know, go join the Close It Now Facebook community and let's drop a comment in here. What are you struggling with? What do you sell? Who do you do good with? And if you want to master this in your company, let's talk coaching. Right now we're booking for 2025 for company level trainings where we come out and get your team to the next level. We see on average a 20 to 30% lift in your numbers. That means your total volume, that means your close rate, that means your average tickets. All of those numbers go up on average roughly 20 to 30% or better a lot of times. So get us out to your location and I can guarantee you it's what we call free plus profit. Learned that from Brian Tracy and it's absolutely true. What you invest in the coaching, you will get back and multiplied, guaranteed. So reach out to me, sam@closeitnow.net. Let's talk coaching. I also do have some handful of spots left in my one-on-one calendar as well. So reach out to me, sam@closeitnow.net, and we can talk about getting on some one-on-one coaching with me. That gets you to the next level super freaking fast, and it keeps you there. So that's what we've got for you today. The next thing is next episode, we're going to start talking about the trust thermometer. So how to tell if your buyer feels emotionally safe before they say a word. So that's what we're diving into episode 3. And thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate every single one of you. We're going to be going through this series and I'm excited to get back to the heart of how Close It Now started. Nice, shorter episodes with some really impactful content. If you're getting some value from this, I'd love to hear from you. What's your big takeaways? And shoot me a message. Let's chat. Everybody, remember every single day as you do this, it is your job to be first to work on yourself harder than you work on your business or on your sales. Because as you do that, you're working to become someone worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast.
Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement, and at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth, proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.